Hey, everyone. What's going on? Emily Abadi here. You are listening to 5 Minute Friday from Hurdle. Something that really resonated with me today that I want to talk about this week is the fact that at one point or another, someone that is wildly important to you in your life was a stranger. Let that sink in for a second. I'm going to say it again. There are people right now that are your closest humans, your closest friends in your life that at one point they were someone you didn't know. And I bring this to the feed today because it was so funny. I went to yoga with a friend of mine who I met a few years ago in the city. And after yoga, we grabbed coffee and I bumped into one of my closest friends' husbands. And I met both of them also in the city. And I had this moment as I was sitting there drinking my coffee that it really hit me how lucky I am not only to have such great people in my life, but also the fact that there was something that brought these people into my orbit. And especially as we get older, it's so difficult to expand your circle. And candidly, many people I know at this point aren't really that interested in doing so. But I know because of the good that I've seen that comes from opening up and getting vulnerable with new people and reaping the benefits of these fresh relationships, that there is good that can happen when you allow yourself to simply be open. And by choosing that path, instead of saying to myself, oh, I'm not really interested in getting to know someone new, I am better for it. And so knowing that you have the opportunity, regardless of whatever is going on in your relationships right now, to look back in a year from now and think, wow, I had absolutely no idea about the people who would enter my life. I had no idea about how they could change my world. And how lucky am I to have had the experiences with the people that I have? Some perspective, if you will. My thought prompt for you this week is, who is one person you are very thankful for in your life? Why is that? And then I challenge you to tell them that today. Who is one person in your life that you are super thankful for? Why are you thankful for them? And then bonus points if you let them know. And now, a listener question.
Emily, hi. My name is Emma. I'm from Minneapolis. And my question is about the kinds of things that you do living at home by yourself in the evenings. So I'm wondering what kind of things you do when you have a night to yourself at home that are not Netflix or reading or just cooking dinner. Do you have like games that you play alone or anything that just keeps you occupied in the evenings? Thanks so much. Love the show.
Emma, what a unique question. Candidly, a lot of the things that I do, you just listed. So I'm big on a good Netflix moment. Right now, March Madness has all of my attention in terms of watching television. Beyond that, I do love to read. I also love to write. And I am a constant organizer. So if I'm home and looking to decompress, something I do in addition to cooking is I will organize like one section or thing in my home and I'll listen to a podcast while doing it. I know this sounds really exciting. You don't have to tell me twice, but organizing while listening to a podcast or a good playlist, watching something on TV, doing something honestly mindless after trying to use my brain all day, that's kind of where my head is at. Now, something recently that I'll add to this that I do when I'm home alone, I'm really into mocktails lately. I'm trying not to just have a glass of wine for the sake of having a glass of wine. So I really like this ritual aperitif. I'll put that in a glass with seltzer and a little orange slice, and I'm having myself a little evening. Nothing too crazy here, but a little snapshot into what's happening inside my Brooklyn apartment. Thanks so much for listening, Emma. And for everyone listening right now, hit me with a listener question. I want to answer it in an upcoming episode. The link to do that is in the show notes. At Emily Abadi, at Hurdle Podcast. Another hurdle conquered. Catch y'all next time.